4-H camps cranked up across the state. Hello, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. You know, it's one of the highlights of the summer for many kids across Tennessee as they head to summer 4-H camp. Chris Bessel has more.
This week, 4-H'ers headed to Crossville, Greenville, Milan, and Columbia 4-H camps mainly for the purpose of having fun, but it can be an educational experience as well. Terry Quillen with Columbia's 4-H camp says that quite a few students attend camp each week.
There's approximately 350 campers here each week with about 50 adult and teen leaders here who help supervise and make the program possible for the kids.
There's an array of activities 4-H'ers can participate in when they attend camp, including swimming, creek stomping, tubing, archery, a ropes course, crafts, wildlife, and a rifle range. Each year, leaders incorporate a theme into camp activities. This year's theme is Tennessee Heritage.
We rotate around different themes for the summer camps, and as I said, this year is Tennessee Heritage. And the kids have an opportunity to learn about the history of Tennessee and how cotton may have played an important role in West Tennessee, or how Nashville has been our state capital, and the music industry is a big product of this area. And also West East Tennessee, we have the mountains and the University of Tennessee.
Allison Moore, Assistant Director of State 4-H Youth Development, says 4-H'ers may receive something even more valuable, the time of a caring adult.
The other thing that makes it so good for our young people is that we have adults and youth who are leaders and who are teens, and they give these young people time. And research shows that when you have a caring adult with young people, that's going to help them.
Now, 4-H camp will continue throughout the summer. This is Chris Vessel reporting.
And you can find out much more about 4-H camp at your county extension office. Hope all of you have a safe weekend. Join us again Monday on the TRN.